Hi everyone, this is Chris Gizzle from the Fury Group in Seattle, and I am joined today by Audrey Tanberg, our social media strategist. And the topic of the day today is Facebook algorithm changes. Yesterday, Facebook announced, and it's been widely reported, that the social media site will be prioritizing news and updates from your family and friends over brands. So that's going to be a huge impact if you're managing a social media brand for a company or an organization. But Audrey reminded me before we sat down that this is not the first time that this has happened. Right, Audrey?
Yeah, that's right. There's been updates that have been happening since Facebook ever started. I can remember back in like 2009 or maybe 11 when people were really freaking out about, you know, the change that reduced your reach and you weren't going to be reaching as many people. And maybe as far back as, I think, 2012, you were reaching as many as like 16% of your fans. And now it's closer to maybe 2% perhaps of the people that already like your page on Facebook. But this change is big. This is a bigger deal than the ones we've seen before. We don't have all the details on it yet. there's a lot of speculation going around out there. I've seen a lot of people in the social media world talking about what this might mean, but we don't have all the details yet. So it's going to take a couple of weeks, possibly months, as it rolls out to see what this really looks like for everybody.
So if you're managing a brand page for an organization, what are the 5 steps that you need to be taking, or the 5 things that you need to be thinking about right now as this change rolls out and we see how this grows and changes?
Yes. So the big things to think about from what we do know so far is that they said that they are going to be prioritizing content from between people, so meaningful interactions between people, and just showing less stuff from business pages and media type pages. So the top 5 things I think business pages need to be thinking about right now is, number one, don't overpost. If you've got content planned and some of it's just so-so and some of it's your really great content, post your really great content and maybe just scrap your so-so content. We don't need to add any extra fluff right now, because you don't want to show up to the Facebook algorithm as having content that people don't want to engage with. You want the Facebook algorithm to see the content that you share is very engaging. So that would be number one, don't overpost. Number two, prioritize the type of content that you're sharing to be the type that really encourages interactions. So if it's a question, or if it's the kind of post that people want to tag their friends in and say, oh, check this out, we should go there, or share with other people and say, this is pretty cool, that's the kind of content you want to be sharing. Now, keep in mind, you don't want to be doing what they call engagement baiting, which is something like comment below to enter to win tickets to, or something like that. That kind of thing, that engagement baiting, will be downgraded by the Facebook algorithm. They will know that you're doing that, and you won't be shown to as many people. Number three, encourage your fans, the people that currently like your Facebook page now, to choose to see your page first. So this would be a call to action to send out to the people that already like your page now. You might want to put a little bit of money behind it and tell them, hey, there's a change. If you want to continue seeing our content in your newsfeed, choose to see first. There's a way to do that when they're on your page. At the top of the page, they can click, you know, to see you by default is the regular one, and then see first means your post will show up at the top of their newsfeed when they log in. Number four is, if your page is one that would work with a group, then I would say go ahead and set up a group, because groups are performing really well in the newsfeed, and that's the kind of place where people are interacting back and forth a lot. So it's not going to work from a lot of businesses, but for some businesses it really would work really well. So if a group would work for your business, and if the kind of, maybe it's a certain group of people that that interact with your page a lot, you might consider setting up a group so that does continue to show up high in their newsfeed. And finally, number five, one of the things that was mentioned in this update was that passive types of content, like video where people are just watching, perhaps not even turning the sound on, that's considered passive content. And they're really going to be prioritizing the type of content that encourages engagement. So Facebook Lives would be great, because those kind of videos really do encourage engagement. It's a back and forth with you to the viewer. People are asking questions, you're answering questions. So if you're currently doing videos, you might consider doing Facebook Lives to keep your content high in your users' newsfeed.
Great, Audrey. That's awesome advice. But outside of these 5 core things, organizations should still be thinking about how they can pay to play. We know that Facebook is moving in that direction, has already gone that way, and this is just another way and move towards that. So we always recommend people boost their most popular content on a weekly basis, even if it's a small amount. Mm-hmm. Can you tell us a little bit about how you help businesses do that and what your recommendation to them would be?
Yeah. So yeah, Facebook has been, and social media in general, has been a pay to play space for some time for businesses. And like I mentioned earlier, you know, we've been reaching fewer and fewer numbers of our audience, percentage of our audience, as the years go by, because there's so many people on Facebook now. I mean, we're talking, there's billions of people on there. There's, you know, so many, every business has a Facebook page. So there's only so much space. You only have so much time when you're on your newsfeed. So if you look at your own personal newsfeed right now, you probably are only seeing stuff from your friends and family, and the only business posts you're seeing are sponsored posts, and that means people paid for those. So that's already been the situation for some time, and we have been encouraging people to definitely set aside a budget for promoted posts. And moving forward, it sounds like it's going to be even more important to do that. There was no mention in this update about how this would affect ads, but I can imagine that you're probably going to need ads moving forward. And yeah, the basic thing that we recommend doing for engagement is to look at your content from the past week, see what has performed really well, and then promote that. You could choose to promote it for a week, for 2 weeks. You might choose to look at your top posts from the last month and promote it for the next month if it's evergreen. It's proving that it already resonated well with your audience, so that's the post to pick. Don't pick the post that hasn't done so well and try to elevate it, because your audience has already said they didn't like it as much. So pick the post that's performed the best, put a little money behind it. And when we say a little bit of money, I mean, it could be $5 a day. You know, it doesn't have to be a ton. And then, of course, any other campaigns you're doing, you know, to perhaps drive people to your website or to do lead generation, that's important as well.
Great. Well, we're going to keep an eye on this as it moves forward and this change actually rolls in. So please stay tuned, and thanks for the listen.
Thanks.